Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are live at State Farm Arena. Anse Salah is on the way. Hawks general manager to talk with Mike and I, should I say. He was going to join us a little bit later in the 4 o'clock hour. We pushed it back because something came up, maybe a deal. But we will see, because Mike, tonight is draft night. Before we get into Falcons, expectations, because we moved the number 22 pick. We still have pick 13.
Right. So, you know, you had to give to get. So we get Kristaps Porzingis. A lot of our audience is kind of, you know, lukewarm on it. Maybe do a poll question on that. How you feeling? Again, maybe more moves to be made. But certainly in the long history of, well, you know, kind of meh players that play with Trae Young. We talked about this earlier with Nick Friedel, and he was kind of amazed to find out that, yeah, Porzingis is probably the best player since John Collins. Not considering, you know, Jalen Johnson, Carl. But, yeah, you freed up some cash. The Terrence Mann contracts come off the books. But you do have a one-year audition, as it were. It's a contract year for Porzingis. So, at the best case, he balls out. You go out and get him some help. Maybe we're going to go best athlete. Are we going to go for a big? We still have, you know, Mo Gay. We still have some other dudes here. I don't know. We'll try to get as much as we can out of the general manager when he joins us here in about 20 minutes. But, you know, it's a step. I like what you said on social media. For all the naysayers, I mean, at least they're trying something.
I think it's important because you can not do anything and still get the same criticism. Fan base doesn't, you know, is not moved one way or the other. This is getting a reaction. But more importantly, let's be honest, you are getting a guy that can help. It's not like Porzingis sucks, okay? So First of all, you're getting an established NBA vet who can flat out shoot the three. Mike, he can stretch the floor, and he can play. We know that. And he played at a high level in Boston the last 2 years.
It's the injury concern. That's what everybody keeps harping on.
And I get that. So I just feel like, you know, there's two sides to this. One is, are we just making a trade to make a trade? No, the answer is he can really help. But what else are you going to do in addition to this to maybe make this team better? We'll talk to Anse Salah coming up here on the show in just a few minutes. All right, so I said you're going to get mad, and I meant it.
Uh-oh.
Because there are two things that are happening, one this week, one is already happening. One's going to happen starting today, and then the other one has already happened, actually. And that is, if I told you that if we could get our best players to go mingle and associate and learn from other best players in the National Football League,
right. You
would say, absolutely, I'd want them to be there.
Wait, are we talking about one of those defensive conferences where all the edge rushers get together?
Not yet. What we are talking about is Tidy and You.
Oh, similar but different.
It's a 3-day summit. It's at Vandy in Nashville, where all the best tight ends, and I mean all the best tight ends, showed. So much so, Mike, that a guy named, what's his name? Travis Kelce and his girlfriend showed up. What's his girlfriend's name?
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I saw the picture. He was at Tight End U this weekend with his girlfriend.
Taylor Swift showed up with Travis Kelce to mingle with other tight ends around the National Football League to help them as they go into the classroom, as they actually run drills, as each other gets to pick another guy's brain. But you guys know who wasn't there?
Don't tell it. Don't say it. Don't tell me. Do not tell me that he wasn't there.
Kyle Pitts. Told you you're going to get mad.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Why isn't he there?
He's a quiet quitter. Okay, that's what he is. I'm just here. I just work here. Dude, go suck it. Go be a sponge and suck that stuff up.
Everybody else
that you're supposed to be is doing that you don't do. Man, I'm so over him. That's, you know what? When you teased it, because you're a really good teaser. I mean, professional. I don't mean that.
You know, also, I just
I mean, the other way. Here. But, I mean, that's you're really good. You draw me in. Maybe Andy Garcia if you heard it, but Andy from Andy Randy says all the time, Carl is the best teaser. And then you sucked me in. And now you gave me the payoff because now I am really angry.
I told you you would be angry. 50 guys brought their wives or girlfriends to this 3-day event in Nashville.
They bring their kids too?
Understand this. While the guys are on the field, Mike, and they're literally learning from each other. And, hey, you're telling me I got a chance to pick Kittle's brain? You're telling me I got a chance to kick it with Dallas Goedert, who just won a Super Bowl with the Eagles? Let me talk to you for a minute. Let me see what you guys are doing. How should I run this route? And our guy wasn't there, and you want to know why Mike and I continue to talk about this stuff? Come on.
And by the way, for that, that's what the first thing I asked Carl was thinking of the defensive end conference, which Chuck Smith made so famous, where all the elite edge rushers go. You know, Micah Parsons and, you know, back in the day, Von Miller. And sometimes they'd have it in L.A. or they'd have it in Denver. But these guys all get together. The best of the best of the best, sir. You know, that all you think you can't learn anything? Just like with us with our jobs. You know, doing radio, you think you know, you can't read up and learn more and get better at what you do? And if you haven't done anything but one Pro Bowl season and the rest has been disappointment, and guys, we're not making a federal case. This is just a testament to why Kyle Pitts is so exasperating.
Yes.
As a Falcon fan.
All right. So that's why you're mad. Are you ready to get happy?
Yes, please.
You're ready to be happy now. Put that aside and go, well, I wouldn't expect anything less. I do. I mean, I expect him to do whatever it's going to take to get better right. And at least show the fan base I'm doing everything I can. And if it doesn't work, he can't say, man, you know what? I should have showed up at that. Or maybe it would have helped me. Here's why you should be happy. Starting the day through Friday, the SAC Summit is going on in Las Vegas.
There you go.
Do you know who's there? A guy named Jalen Walker and a guy named Arnold Ebikadi.
Nice.
This should get you excited because Jalen Walker in his rookie year has enough wherewithal about him to say, I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to be out there with the best of the best.
Sir.
I'm going to get a chance to pick the brain of a Von Miller or a Max Crosby or, for that matter, oh, I don't know. Maybe Cam Jordan's there again this year because those are the guys that originally started to put this on. It is going on today through Friday, and we got two of our pass rushers who are going to be there.
James Pierce Jr. going to go?
Haven't heard his name.
Okay.
But I'm excited.
That would be cool if he was there too.
I'm not trying to piddle on your parade here. But I'm excited that our guys are interested.
Right.
That they're putting in the effort to make a point to go. 404-726-0929. This may not mean anything to you. I think it means a lot to the guys who are trying to get better. And when you're talking about, if I had a chance, to Mike's point, whatever your profession is, and you got a chance to go and be with guys for 3 or 4 days and kick it with some of the best in your business, why wouldn't you do it?
Charlie Werner was here. A couple of guys just hit us up on the text
line. Why wouldn't you do it?
So Charlie Werner, backup, or at times last year, kind of co-tight end as far as starter with Kyle Pitts, he made the trip up to Nashville.
Yeah. But the guy that should be there wasn't.
Yeah. No, that's a given. That's a given. That just irks me, man. You're right. Because, you know, I was in a good mood today. You know, we had a story. The guy talked to everybody laughing about the track guy. We're having fun today.
You know? With his balls out?
Yeah, with his nuggets hanging out. He won a 40-meter hurdle with his phenomenalies hanging out. People in Czech Republic are very impressed.
It was quite incredible. Yes. I don't even know how you won
I mean, I don't know
race.
How you do that and tuck it in and run
I don't
a
know how
you
won that
it
race.
But so we're having a fun show. And then, Carl, you've got me down now. Because I haven't had to think about Kyle Pitts. But that's like the stuff that just drives. Now, again, some guys, you know, the excuse makers out there, the doc sniffers will text it. Well, maybe he had family function. Okay, again. Well, you got his calendar. You let me know. You guys make excuses for this guy so much it's pathetic. It's a big event with a proven track record because the best players who go to the freaking Pro Bowl go to this thing.
They go all
And they
go
do
to
this
it.
Because it they matters to them.
They all go They all go
they,
to
they
it.
Take their job seriously.
Yeah.
You know, also, I just work here.
Yeah, we know, bro. We know.
404-726-0929.
You know, there'd be a cool part of the tight end seminar where they tell you, and here's how you get the football over the plane of the goal line.
Oh,
you know.
That, don't reach too soon.
Yeah, you know, because if we had a pylon cam and Fox wasn't cheap or left it back at the hotel, I can tell you one guy that had one less touchdown this year.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. That is exciting to know that we've got a couple of guys that are going to be at the SAC Summit. And certainly disappointing to know that one guy that – Mike, isn't this a contract year too?
Yes. Even if he doesn't wind up playing here next year, you're going to improve your skills. Basically, Kristaps Porzingis in the same deal. That's how we know Kristaps will probably play more than 65 games this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's money to be made.
It's true.
You know, at age 30 to be 31. But, yeah, Jonathan Walker hit us up. He goes, yeah, man, Charlie Werner, our backup tight end, was there. We just talked about it. Yeah. It's just this stuff drives me crazy about Pitts. You know, sometimes you just like to take the work ethic. Like Roddy White. Like, Roddy's a little kooky, but Roddy White worked his ass off. Yeah. I remember the background as a wrestler in high school, but he just had that dog in him. Man, you put that, like, Roddy White dog, the kind of vibe.
Goes a long way.
Into Pitts. I think that's you got a Pro Bowl, perennial Pro Bowl tight end.
I am going to focus on the positive, and I hope that Jalen and Arnold get a lot out of this, and I hope that they leave their mic feeling even better than they did, because it's one thing to get the coaching. It's another thing when you have a peer and a guy that you respect that's established and has done it, that says, here's what I do. This is what I'm looking at. This is why. This is how the tackle or the offensive lineman approaches this particular move. Those things are invaluable. They just are.
Now, again, if there's major conflicts in people's lives, I understand that. But you guys stop with the excuses. I like James Pierce Jr. to be at the summit for the edge rushers in his rookie year because there's things to be learned. I mean, there's things that you like your guys to be at. I mean, we've seen it. And as I said, this isn't like, you know, it's so funny because, Carl, we talk about, oh, there's like these 2 months now or the month and a half before guys have to report.
Yes.
But here's guys, the true professionals, who take this on themselves, their own initiative to be involved in these things because it matters to them.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Made me mad.
Told you I would. 404-726-0929. Anse Salah is on the way, guys, to talk some Hawks basketball. Real quick, Mike, while we're talking about this, you need to go listen to the interview. So many guys are hot. People coming at me. Man, I don't know why you let him on the radio, Dukes. Because he's a viable, incredible guest. Okay? That's why.
Again,
if he wasn't, we wouldn't. But he is. And just because he has a differing opinion about Trey or where this franchise is, shouldn't mean that we don't get him on the air.
It's funny because we have like 3 or 4 national guys. It just so happens, guys, that every single one of the national NBA guys we have on the program basically tells us, Dukes and Bell, you're too close to it. Okay? The Trey, and I hit him with the circumstances that they've never given him another star player, but people just, they look at it and say, okay, fair or unfair, the Trey hasn't had the supporting cast. Are you really going to give him a supermax contract after one more season? It's hard to validate. I mean, look, whether you think Nick Friedell is full of crap, I can't give Trey. When you look at the results, regardless of how the team was built, he's the guy it's built around.
Yeah.
You haven't got out of the play-in rut in 4 years. You're going to go $300 million-plus for that? I can't sign off on that.
A lot of listeners are saying to me, this is still about, for them, management decisions, poor personnel moves, and where ownership has wanted to take this. They refuse to blame or point the finger at the results of what Trey has been a part of.
Right.
They want to say this is more about the general manager regimes that we've had, whether now we're on our third.
Well, the constant's Tony Ressler.
It is, because he's been the owner. So that is interesting, because some people say, hey, I hear you guys, but this is the other side of this.
Look, 2021, we go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, what are we doing next? Nothing. Okay. Oh, Red Velvet. Let's ditch that contract.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I get it. Gallinari was old and it was okay, so how are we replacing him? We're not. You know, it was Bogey and the core just kind of John. Or you know what? Let's make a bold move. Let's trade John Collins while the iron is hot. No. Let's hold on to John Collins for 2 more years and get next to nothing for him.
And that's what happened.
These are all things that you cannot put that on Trey's shoulders. It's not his job.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. We'll talk to the general manager, see what he's thinking. Draft is tonight. Are there more moves to be made? And his thoughts about the makeup of this team and much more. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Classic. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are getting ready for tonight's draft down here at State Farm Arena, and we are happy to be joined by the Hawks general manager, Mike, our first time getting a chance to talk to him.
Right.
Before we go any further, because I just got word, I want to make sure we are saying your name correctly.
Yes, sir.
Because I've heard different pronunciations, so say it for us, if you would.
Yeah, it's Anse Salah.
Salah.
There you go.
And we've heard various people say it different ways. So, Anse, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Appreciate you. Let's start first of all. And by the way, listeners, NBA per NBA rules, guys, the league year doesn't start until July 6th. He is not allowed to discuss things that we may be privy to or aware of. So we just want to make that clear. So do not expect him to address some of the things that he can't. All right. With that said, tonight's draft. We've got a couple picks, right? We've got a pick or two. Tell us what you're thinking as far as how we want to go about improving this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said in our press conference the other day, we're just going to go after the best player available, the best player for the Hawks moving forward, and somebody that fits within the ethos of what we're trying to build here, somebody to help grow with our group because we are one of the younger teams in the league. So just somebody that fits in that way, man.
And, honestly, that's the thing. Obviously, we can't talk about what's been reported about helping the front court. But, you know, we've been talking all week about getting more size to help out the rim protector, something like that. I mean, as you said, you know, once you get outside down the top five or top ten, I guess you evaluated everybody from point guards to forwards and everybody in between. Do you have, without naming names, if there are a couple guys right now off the top of your head you think will be there where you're selecting?
Yeah, I think I'm really happy about where we're at right now. I think there's going to be guys at multiple positions that could help us. Again, though, like there's, I think this is a really good draft. I really do. And it always just comes down to like the person that we think is going to be the best version of the Atlanta Hawks, not only for next year, but for many years to come. So this person has to fit in with what we're trying to do here, and we're really excited because there are a few names that that we're really excited about in our position.
How do you feel about what we have currently? We know that could change, but Mike and I and obviously our listeners and Hawks fans try to look at our roster and say, okay, we like what we have. When you talk about Jalen coming back, obviously we saw promise in Rashad Shea. Dyson was unbelievable, right? First team all defender. Trey is Trey. You start to say, okay, what is the effort there to build around those pieces, and how do you go about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I really like where our group is at right now. And what I'll say, though, too, is like the optionality we have this summer with a lot of the trade exception we have, mid-level exception. We got different ways to get better as well. But we also like the guys that are on our team. You know, Jalen missed some time last year, but he's on track to be back for next season. And, I mean, just that alone is huge for us. You're talking about what I thought was an all-star player last year until he got hurt. But him coming back, it's almost like you're adding an all-star on top of that. And Zach, Dyson, these guys, T.Y., like, they've been putting in the work this summer. So I just think everybody on our team is going to be better through development. So that's the biggest upside on how we're going to get better. And then, again, like, we have flexibility and optionality to do different things. And just got to make sure we're getting, like, similar to the draft. Like, whoever we bring on this team, via free agency, via whatever it is, like, these people need to fit within what we're trying to do and fit the ethos of the guys that are currently here.
Talking with Anse Sele.
Yes, sir. My mom gets it wrong all the time.
Well, I'm glad you said it because we want to make sure we're saying it right. Like I said, I've heard various people around the country, and we're like, eh.
If nothing else, we want to be accurate with the man's name.
Absolutely.
He's El Jefe. He's the boss of the Hawks. He joins us right here live from State Farm getting ready for the draft. Because we can't talk specifics with players, just walk us back. Because you were part of the Brain Trust last year, albeit not general manager, because we spent all pre-draft, is it going to be Reese Ache or Alexander Saar? Mm-hmm. And it seems like everybody gets in this zero-sum game. Well, they won it. They lost. Both players seem like they got off to a great start. But how did you decide on Reese Ache, at least your input, if you had something with Reese Ache?
Yeah, I just think Zach was such a unique. I remember going to France to see him play, and like I was like, one, I didn't – you know, I'd heard the rumors of his size, and then when I saw him in person, I was like, wow, like he's really lengthy, and like he gets up and down the court really uniquely, and his intelligence on the court was really special for somebody that young. Like the spacing, re-spacing, he just knows how to play. It was, for us, I thought it was a pretty easy pick. He was the guy that his character and who he was as a person also just resonated with us, and it was an easy pick from the player standpoint, easy pick from the person standpoint, and that guy is one of the hardest workers I've ever been around in the NBA.
Would you like to have a guy like Caris LeVert back? We know he's an unrestricted free agent, I believe. I don't know if you can answer that, but it's something that we've talked about and our listeners are curious about because he had such a good season with the Hawks last year once the trade was made. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, Caris was unbelievable for us. And, you know, I can't talk about too much with our free agency, but he was tremendous for us and amazing player for what we needed. And, like, we didn't have that archetype last year at all, so – yeah, big fan of Karis's.
Ansi, I know you answered the question the other day with the media, but for our listeners, the commitment to Trae Young, because every time we talk about Trae with a national media member, it's always, wow, they're never going to win with Trae. And that just drives our audience crazy because they just feel, as I do, before you got here, Trae has just never had that all-star. Porzingis is arguably the best player he's had on the roster other than a healthy Jalen Johnson. So do you envision, gives a big contract decision coming up with the max contract, how that plays out. You are committed to Trae Young here.
Yeah, like I can't talk about the contract stuff, obviously, or anything like that per NBA rules. But I just say, like, we're locked in with T.Y. We're looking forward to going into this next season together. I think we have a pretty good team around us. We're really excited about what we're building here and just looking forward to being here.
Philosophy-wise, can you explain to our listeners, because this is our first draft with you, certainly first offseason with you in charge. What is that? What's your approach? And then some of the tidbits maybe you've learned along the way from people you've had a chance to work with.
Yeah, like you're just talking about best, like the players in the draft, what direction, philosophy.
Yeah, gonna, like when you're sitting down and you're thinking about team building and, hey, if I'm running this, this is the way that I probably would go about it. Is there a formula there for you, or how do you view that?
I think it's a combination. Like we have these this saying in San Antonio of like eyes, ears, and numbers, and you know, eyes being scouting guys, ears being like the intel piece, and the numbers being the analytics, and combining that all together, where it's like that's how you make a decision. It's not solely based on what you see on the court or what you hear out there and what the numbers are saying. It's a combination of everything, and again, like all that data leads to a decision that is like taking the best player available. That's all it comes down to.
Can you talk a little bit about that history? Spurs, right?
Yeah.
Golden State. You've had a pretty diverse background when you before getting here and having this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I said this to people all the time, where like I hit the lottery when it came to like working for organizations like the Spurs with Pop and RC, and the Warriors with Bob and Steve, and you know those guys like Steph and Dre and Clay, like Andre, just unbelievable human beings. And yeah, it was a great experience, man. Like I learned so much, and they did things a different way, which was really good for me, because you know, like there's a Spurs way, and then you go to the Warriors, and it's way different. But it was really good for me to develop and kind of take tidbits from like each of these leaders who are, I think, I mean, considered the two best GMs probably in the last 20 years. Right. So I've been really fortunate with that experience, and they kind of just let me dive into anything and everything. And again, really blessed that they gave me that opportunity.
It's draft night, guys. Duke Zabel live at State Farm. If you're just tuning in, Ansi Saleh is the general manager of the Hawks, and he joins us right here live. One of the things that we get into all the time, as we said, we always want to be accurate because we don't want to be just throwing nonsense out there, is the moment's got to be right for this ownership group to get into perhaps a luxury tax apron. We just saw a team win because they drafted almost impeccably with Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we're stuck in this play-in rut. Is there a commitment from the owner if you can make it work? Do you have to thread the needle and you only go to a certain point, or is this a year we can expect to maybe get into one of those aprons?
No, for sure. I mean, I've been given full authority by our ownership group to go in the luxury tax if needed. The interesting thing about both the teams that played in the finals this year, neither of them were in the luxury tax. And, like, that doesn't mean you don't spend, but you just got to spend wisely because of the new rules with the aprons and things like that. That being said, I mean, like, player development is the biggest piece for us in terms of like developing our group and making them better. But again, like we have tools this summer and optionality, go in the tax if we need to. No worries there at all.
That exemption that we have mm-hmm. can be used pretty much any way that we choose as far as trying to acquire players.
Yeah, essentially like that would have to work through like a trade scenario.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you
right.
can take in a player that way.
Gotcha. And
well,
how's your relationship with Quinn, by the way?
Oh, Quinn is awesome, man. Me and Quinn are partners in this. Just always taking his input when it comes to things like that. And, you know, I'll make all the basketball decisions, but his input is always extremely valuable to us.
We appreciate you stopping by. We know you got to run. It's a busy night, and lots of things may go down, guys. So stay tuned. We have no idea.
And now that we let you reclaim him for the radio station, we want first dibs on
Ansi. Hey, you guys got me.
That's good. Steiny, you heard it.
Is that cool, Steiny? We good?
Ansi Saleh. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much. All right. guys, that's the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks. I just wanted him to lay out his history there because he's come from winning organizations. I think that's very important, guys, when we start talking about how he may want to go about doing things here with our Atlanta Hawks. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're coming back. We'll discuss some of the things that he had to say. And, again, I want to be clear about this because I know some of you are like, wait a minute, you're going to talk about the Porzingis deal. He can't.
Free agency and trades, everything starts July 6th. This, because it was reported, there are rules. Just like when we talked to Steve Kuhnen or we talked to, you know, again, Terry Fontenot, we can't talk about players on another roster. Mm-hmm. And technically Porzingis is still a Celtic.
Correct.
So that's why we're in that sort of like, we know this happened. We got to talk around stuff.
Yes.
But we try to get as much. Hey, it's fun to talk. We talked off mic. First thing I said to him was, how are you not a defenseman in the NHL growing up in Canada? Big dude, man, but kind of cool to get his vibe and see what he's about.
All right, more to get to. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. We're on until 6:30 tonight. Lauren Williams is going to join us from the AJC to help us break down more about this draft. And we got a special guest on the way as well. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good conversation with the general manager of our Atlanta Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at State Farm Arena, guys, hanging out. Anse Saleh, who just stopped by, talking to us. A couple of things, Mike. In one, I said this as we went to break, and it doesn't mean, guys, that we have the success of the Spurs or Golden State. But when we talk about, well, we need to go get a general manager from one of these franchises that's winning, you got one. You've got a guy that was in those organizations in the lower ranks, working his way up, and then leaves, works with Golden State during their glory years, the championship years. And I just said to Mike, he's seen it built a couple of different ways. Doesn't guarantee we're going to get that, right, but I'd rather have that than a guy who, well, you know, he comes from somewhere that they've never won, and he doesn't know exactly what that looks like. That's number one for me. You asked him a very interesting question, though, about full authority to spend, right?
Right, because we've always been of the impression that, you know, And Steve Kuhnen for the guys. Well, Steve said this. Steve is the CEO, and he's running the arena and your game day experience and all that. And he does a great job with it. But this is the guy who's doing the basketball side of it. But Steve has always said that Tony Ressler, when it makes sense, they'll go in. And I always say, well, when is that? You know, because it's always kind of been the chicken and the egg. Well, how do we get better without spending on better players? So he's saying that, you know, it doesn't have to the numbers don't specifically have to get up to keep you out of one of those luxury tax aprons, which I know is confusing for the casual fan.
It is.
But he says, you know, no, that's not necessarily the case. So we'll see. I mean, can you get this team? You see, if you do it right, you could argue you can get this team to where we can compete and not just be a sixth seed, Carl. But in a year where we've got to see what you think, Cleveland's going to make some more moves. Cleveland may go backwards a little bit. But we already know that the Pacers and the Celtics are not going to be the same. The Knicks are not going to be the same. So it's a great year to try to, as I know you guys, I use that phrase a lot, but it's kind of apropos, thread the needle, get the right pieces and make it work. So we'll see. I mean, I'll tell you what. No disrespect to Landry Fields, it just was what it was. This dude's impressive to talk to. Now let's see what he can do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you get the sense, again, we're just getting to know him, Mike, as far as like I said, you know, it takes a few years to get a sense of what a guy, what players think and what kind of players he likes and et cetera. But you get a sense that he has a good relationship with some of these guys already on the team. I asked him about Caris LeVert because I think they're going to bring him back. That's just me. And he said, look, I like Harris a lot. Obviously, we can't talk about the free agency aspect because he's an unrestricted free agent, and we're not at that point in the calendar yet. That's going to happen July 6th. But a lot of these deals, and this is the other part, once we get past the draft, it's just like the NFL with free agency. You're going to start hearing this team has a deal with this player. This team has a deal with this player. Yet it doesn't become official until July 6th. So
as we said, it's frustrating, but yeah, that's where we're at.
But these guys are talking to these potential free agents and potential players that they want to bring in. And he also mentioned to us, guys, that exemption, Mike, is $25 or $26 million, whatever it is, they can use, but it would have to be a part of a trade.
Right.
So I want to be clear on this. This is not $25 million we're going to go spend freely on a player that may be available.
Right.
That's big because that opens up the door to say what we can and can't afford. one or two of these guys that may be in a potential trade that you go, well, they're too expensive, Dukes and Bell. There's no way they're going to be able to do
right.
that.
Throw this, in the exemption.
This right. exemption's going to help you get there.
Right, and that gets back to, you know, I was upset we kind of let the John Collins exemption pass without, you know, putting that towards something. So, you know, it would be a great way, and this is something you and I said earlier, for guys who missed it, you know, if I'm a Hawks fan, you know, I got to give me a sign. Give me something. That's why the Porzingis thing, as you said earlier in the show, and you said it on social media, I think it bears repeating for guys in their cars. You know, you can't complain about this and say the Hawks don't do anything. You know, you're always worried about, you know, or arguing when the Hawks are going to do something. There's risk involved here. You brought this up on social media last night. Yes, we all know the Porzingis injury history, but this guy is still arguably one of the best players Trey's ever played with.
Yeah.
And the good news is it is also, in essence, a contract year, even if he doesn't remain with the Hawks. It's a year to show out.
It is.
Last year on his current deal.
Yeah. And I just feel like we have all felt like at times, not all the time, but, man, I wish we made some kind of moves, a significant move. And I think the Porzingis thing is that when you talk about what he brings and you're adding to all these things, he also said, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, guys. We're down here live at State Farm Arena, draft tonight. I think this kind of goes under the radar now, Mike, but this is Indiana. This is OKC. Development is such a big part of this.
Right.
How much better is Jalen Johnson from the last time we saw him to when the season starts and then at the end of this next year? How much better is Rishai Shea from the end of last season to the start of this year and then next year when we get to the end of the year? How much better are they? And when we talk about these coaches, and I got to say this about Quinn Snyder, because this is one of the reasons why they allegedly hired him, was development.
So is that happening?
This is what we're about to find out. Because there has to be real improvement with these players. And I'm not talking about scoring, guys. I'm talking about their game and how they play and how they help your team win. We've seen this with OKC because they were so young. They're the youngest team to win a championship. How does that happen? Development. You get guys in, and, Mike, they buy in to what is going on. We're going to play defense this way. Cool. You start to see this playing out during the season. And I'm just saying, like, he mentioned that. Well, you just don't draft guys and bring them in, and all of a sudden they're superstars. That happens if you're LeBron. Right. That doesn't happen normally in the NBA. And the way that way you go about that is true development. If our development staff is on its game, we're going to see improvement from those guys.
And there's a window. Look at the Celtics, man. They're shopping everything now. There's even rumors about, you know, where's Brown going to go? Where do you think he goes, by the way?
Jalen?
Yeah. There's even talk about him on the move.
Dude, so, I'll be honest with you. I'd take Jalen Brown. If I can make that happen, I'd take Jalen Brown right now.
I'd trade the entire team. But again, whether that's pie in the sky, because a lot of writers are going cuckoo right now, but they're trying to disassemble and reassemble.
They are.
I mean, right now, for instance, the Suns rolled the dice. Bradley Beal, Durant, and Booker, that thing's dead in the water.
Disaster.
And now they're going to have to retool it, and they're going to cobble something together. And again, they're looking up at, like, what, 10 teams in the West. Real quick, by the way, speaking of Oklahoma City, meant to mention this earlier. I saw all this stuff on social media the last few days. Everybody's like, asterisk for this one. I mean, like, Portnoy and all these clowns at Barstool.
For what?
In other words, somehow Oklahoma City didn't earn this because of the – by the way, is there an asterisk with the Patriots' comeback against us because Alex Mack's leg gave out and that Robert – and then Desmond Trufant didn't play because he was injured halfway through the season? No. Injuries are part of all these sports. It's just – to me, it's such a jive argument. Yeah, I get it. You know, the Celtics lost, you know, Jason Tatum. You know, and the Knicks said, thank you very much. We'll take it from here. It's just that's sports. You got to overcome. But, yeah, I get it. Halliburton went down, and the rest is history. But still, Oklahoma City. No one 10 years from now is going to remember who got hurt.
No. No. We remember who won it. Yeah, we remember who won it.
And you did something. I don't care what anybody says. You did something the Big Three couldn't accomplish.
Yeah.
You know, what Russell Westbrook, Harden, and Durant couldn't get that done. Well, 10 times more talent than the team that just won it.
The funny thing about the way that the new CBA and the NBA is, guys, is you get good, right? And the whole premise behind this is you're trying to avoid dynasties, let's be honest. And they're trying to avoid, like, guys teaming up and creating these super teams. But you get good like the Celtics, Mike, and you've paid all this money, and then all of a sudden – you got to sell off because you can't stay in those aprons. You're not going to pay all those taxes. So that's what's great. That's where the Celtics are right now.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell, guys, live from State Farm Arena. We're hoping to talk to Pastor Troy. He's doing a sound check. We'll see if we get him on the program before we get out of here. We're going till 6:30 tonight.
Yeah.
Atlanta United in action, by the way. The match against the Inter-Miami postponed to October 11th because Inter-Miami's got a little bigger fish to fry taking on Paris Saint-Germain.
Sunday.
At Mercedes-Benz as part of this championship.
On Sunday. By the way, that'll be a good crowd. That'll be a good crowd. Yeah.
Anytime Messi's there, plus, you know, he did play with PSG for a couple years, so that's going to be tight. We talked about it earlier. Also, for folks who just got in the car, Braves are owning the New York Mets, and it's, hey, it's, if you can do this against the Phillies, now we're really going to feel good about Alex Anthopoulos making some money moves before the trade deadline.
I think, and again, everybody keeps asking me, what's reasonable? What's the reasonable number? 5. That's where I'd like it to be.
Yes.
I'd like it to
be
there.
Number.
Because then you're talking about basically from middle July, end of July through September, to not only catch these fools, but also potentially pass them, or put yourself in a position, Mike, where you are the team leading the race in the wild card. We're actually almost there with the wild card. We're only 6 back right now in the wild card. But I'm talking about as far as the division. Even though I don't still think, and I don't want to put that out there like, oh, we can't win the division, but I'm not focused on that. I think the quickest way to the playoffs for us right now is the wild card, but you got to be within striking range.
But again, you know, if you can go and add some stuff, and if you're getting another starting pitcher, again, we're eventually going to get Chris Sale back. But, you know, the bullpen, like another example last night, where you're kind of rotating, which, oh, it's aggravating. And, yes, he did get the job done. But whoever feels comfortable right now with Iglesias in that ninth inning? You know, it's one thing if it's Lee or Dodd.
We don't have a closer.
I mean, we just don't have that guy. I mean, Dodd's been doing good. Lee's been okay. But, yeah, it's still very exact. It's frustrating. See how Alex can affect. But first things first, you got to be viable enough to go make these moves to do the things to add your roster.
Yeah.
And I think they're showing they are.
Well, here's the deal. Regular season, again, always different than the playoffs. If we're in a 7-game series and in one-run games, every game, who are you trusting to go out there and finish it? We don't have that guy right now. That's my issue. It's not right now. It's not that we can't win. We're winning in spite of not having a true closer
right, and
confidence in a closer. It's when we get in the playoffs, Mike, and we got a 7-game series, and you're in these tight one-run games, and we got to finish it. That's when it becomes an issue, and if you don't address it before the trade deadline, you're telling me you trust this
right, to
be in the playoffs if we're able to get there.
Last night, they couldn't get anything going with Montas. If I'm the Mets, even though his pitch count was up on and even on rehab starts, you can't trust that bullpen.
No.
And then, of course, if you've been watching the Braves, basically it was kind of a basically rinse-repeat from what happened at Truist Park earlier in the week. Brazoban comes in. He was terrible. Matt Olson was teeing off. He was clutch. We even got an RBI from Ozzy, who's been struggling. Dickie Lovelady finally got in, the guy we were talking about yesterday in Guy Talk. So you're beating up on the Mets. Now, tonight's a night where you're going up against a good Mets pitcher, and you really got to give the support for Didier Fuentes. You
yes, didn't
really give him that juice down in Miami, so I hope they can get that done. One other thing, I saw this earlier from Josh Pate. We've had him on the show before. He writes for CBS Sports, talks about college sports and other things. He goes, some are alive today because of modern medicine. The Braves are alive today because the New York Mets exist. Hey, you know what? He's right. But take advantage of it. The Mets are in a swoon right now, and we're taking advantage.
10th loss in 11 games for the Mets, including all 5 losses against us. So we have done the most damage during this, you know, 11 games to the Mets. We're half the reason why they've lost 10 of 11. Meanwhile, we've won 9 of 12. And this is the kind of stretch that we said we need to do. We need to have a couple of these, to be honest with you, to feel like we're going to make that jump. But, Mike, this is what we didn't do to start the season. But, by the way, that's the Braves. For the Braves, the second best record in that span of games. So, 9 wins in 12 games. They've lost 10 in 11 games, and that's why we've made this jump. The other reason, and let's be honest, Matt Olson. Olson is hitting over his last 25 games, guys. He is raking. 304, 14 extra base hits, 23 RBI. That's the guy we said, hey, you got to come on. Acuña is doing what he needs to do.
Right.
He needs help. I need Olson and Riley to start playing like they
can.
It's
funny because that guy's been hitting me up. Man, you were killing Olson. No, it goes back to C.J. Nitkowski's obsession on exit velocity, which in turn has Braves fans obsessed. And, you know, when I was talking about Olson leaving guys on base, and this goes back like a month ago, I go, I don't give a crap about exit velocity.
I mean, I don't either.
I don't care if the ball goes, you know, 100 feet or 300, 400 feet. Just get it where somebody can't field it and somebody knocks in a run. Olson is doing everything you can ask of him. He's only 7th right now in All-Star voting. A reminder to Braves fans, the All-Star voting ends tomorrow at the end of the day. So basically you can vote up to 5 times online. So get it done per day. So you can get on it. I'd say let's punch up Acuña. Let's punch up certainly Matt Olson, who deserves it. If you get a little more consistency, I think he's doing a better job talking about Austin Riley. And then, hey, it's anybody's guess if Harris and Ozzie figure this thing out, man.
By the way, they move on to that second phase of the voting. you know, it's not, you're not voting per se for the starters right now, but you got to get them to the second phase. We talked about that.
And that opens on June 30th, closes July the 2nd.
All right, man, go vote. Hey, coming up, Lauren Williams is going to join us. She covers the Hawks for the AJC as their beat writer and does a terrific job. We'll get her thoughts on this draft and where our Hawks are. She's going to join us live here at State Farm Arena. We're going till 6:30 tonight as we lead up to the NBA draft. We got Atlanta United on tonight, as Mike mentioned. So a lot in store, guys. We'll come back and fill you in on some things you might have missed next. We are live at State Farm Arena, hanging out, getting ready for the NBA draft tonight. We had a great conversation with our general manager. That was in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed it, go rewind on the Odyssey app, and you can hear what Anse Saleh had to say about the Hawks, his thoughts about where this team is going. He did not, and as Mike and I mentioned earlier, but I know some of you are like, he can't and did not mention the trade for Porzingis, because per NBA rules, you can't do that until it becomes official, which is July 6th.
Because technically it hasn't happened yet.
Correct. But we can talk about it.
Yes.
And we've been talking about it, because as that news hit yesterday when Mike and I got done, right, and we're going to 6:30 tonight, I think everybody was surprised. I was actually cooking and made a little video of my meal last night. It was absolutely delicious.
Looked great, by the way. Very impressive.
Onions, peppers, it was great. That was a skirt steak, by the way. But it shocked us, because I don't think most of us felt like they were going to make this kind of impactful move. Small moves, yes. And Dana just asked Mike and I, said, is this the biggest trade since when? And we were kind of sitting here thinking, okay, we've had some trades, but Mike, none of the impactful as impactful as getting a guy who's giving you 20 a night.
Right. I mean, DeJounte Murray was a big trade because you gave three number ones, but in half our audience didn't know who DeJounte Murray was.
No.
You know, and then, you know, when you traded John Collins, he was too little too late as far as what you got in return. So, yeah, it's one of the bigger ones. I mean, it's not as big as, you know, getting rid of Neek while you were in first place with Danny Manning. But, yeah, I mean, look, this guy, two ways of looking at it. If we can do a poll question on this, by the way, because we can talk to Lauren Williams from the AJC here in just a sec, because a lot of folks, I think the injury history precedes the production in the minds of a lot of Hawks fans, because he's missed a lot of games. And it's funny, because we had a bunch of guys that I knew it was going to come say, you and Duke's always shooting down Zion. This guy's as busted as Zion. Well, yes and no. I mean, this dude does bring perimeter jump shooting. He's not a rim protector, Carl, so that's not a part of his game. I mean, like, he can't grab rebounds, but Porzingis is a guy that, you know, you think more of him as a shooter.
He is, and this whole thing about posting up and all that's ridiculous. That's not his game, but he can help Trey be better. Let's grab Lauren Williams here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as she joins us. And we thought she was going to be able to make it in. She's literally, imagine that, stuck in traffic in the ATL. So we're going to get a chance to talk to Lauren on the phone. And, Lauren, thanks so much. I'm curious to get your thoughts just initially on the Porzingis trade, and what do you think it means for this current roster? It could change again tonight, right, or the next few weeks, but what do you think about it?
Yeah, I'm sorry that I got stuck in traffic, first of all. I missed the sweet spot. You guys know how it is in Atlanta. But I honestly, you know, when it happened, it surprised me. Not that it was going to happen, but it just surprised me when it happened. And it's awesome to see that, you know, the trade is happening before the draft. I know a lot of people make the argument that, you know, free agency should come before the draft so that teams actually know what they need to draft for and positioning-wise and everything like that. But I honestly think it's a pretty good trade. You know, you have the potential to have a lot of big rewards for a pretty low risk. And so, you know, I think that it means a good thing moving forward for the Hawks, to especially, you know, invest or maybe even just not invest, but pick up a stretch big, if you will. That's something that I felt like they needed for quite a long time. And for it to be Porzingis is huge. I know a lot of people have concerns about his injury, but when he's only under contract for 1 year, it's essentially a rental. And you can kind of see just how he fits with the roster. Maybe he, you know, does all the things that are needed to make him healthy for the remainder of his career. I like the trade. I think it's a good one.
It is. Lauren Williams, guys, with us from the AJC. On the waitfor.com hotline as Pastor Troy goes through his sound check behind us, in case you're following along at home. Hey, Lauren, the thing about the next move, do you feel that, and we talked with Anse Saleh about the cap and maybe the idea that Ressler does spend a little bit more. What do you think? I mean, do you think we're going to be are there more trades coming down the pike? Is it going to be more about free agency? Because, as we know, the free agency thing gets very expensive pretty quickly.
I think, you know, the fact that they have their $25 million trade exception still from the DeJounte Murray deal, you know, it does give them quite a bit of flexibility still. And, you know, something that Antti Salet told us, you know, in his media availability that he had on Monday is that he does have the authority to go into the luxury tax. And maybe this is the year that Hawks fans finally get to see that. And so I think that this just sort of means that this team is really starting to invest in, you know, trying to compete. This definitely is a roster that I think, you know, is more of a top six roster. And if, you know, it ends up being anything less than that, then, you know, it's a low risk situation to kind of bring in Porzingis. But I do think that you can still see this team sort of try to attack the free agency market, whether that's bringing a guy like Caris LeVert back, just because I do think he's someone that people are still going to want to sign to their roster. He's a guard that can go out and score. He brings great defense. He brings veteran leadership to any locker room, even if he is a lead by example type of guy. But, you know, I do think this is huge for the Hawks, and I think it shows that, you know, they're willing to invest in building around Trey still, and especially when you have a guy that's in Antti Salet that's saying that they're locked in with Trey at least for the next year. So it seems like this is a let's see what happens this year type of situation, and then they'll go from there.
What do you think we do in this draft tonight? Do we keep this pick? If we do pick, what position do you think? Do you agree with Salet saying, hey, we're going to go best player available? Because I always hear that, but then I go, all right, but there were certain needs that you could target in this draft.
Yeah, I definitely think that they'll be able to, especially where they are in the draft at 13, I think they'll still be able to sort of, you know, get best available player while also, you know, keeping that pick and addressing some of their needs. They still do, I think, need a third center, just because we've seen what happens, especially with Porzingis' injury history. We've seen them play Muhammad Gay at the center, but I think that they've always sort of envisioned him as a wing, and he was kind of backing up Jalen Johnson a little bit more. So I do think that, you know, they'll be able to address some of those needs while still picking the best player available. I do like that strategy, just because with this particular draft class, I think you're going to hit on something. So, yeah, I definitely think that they keep this pick, especially after moving on from number 22. And, you know, I think they have to take into account that they don't have really their next two picks. I mean, yes, 2026 is a pick swap, but who knows where San Antonio ends up in the draft, and then they don't have that pick in 2027. So I do think they got to take advantage of what they have here, but I just don't know what they'll be able to or where they'll be able to move up if that's something that they have in mind, just because, you know, who are they going to package that number 13 pick with to try and move up in the draft? I don't see it. I think they're going to end up having to pick at 13.
It is Lauren Williams with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Ivan Johnson, listening to us online, Carl, says he thinks Porzingis, he's sixth in blocks all-time amongst active players, so he thinks can still be that rim protector.
He can block shots, there's no doubt, but he's not like the traditional, more of a help defender, Lauren, in my opinion, when you talk about like coming off of a guy and getting a block. He's not just sitting there under the rim and blocking shots, but he can do that.
He can, and if you think about it, they'll likely be pairing him alongside Onyeka Okongwu, who's a pretty solid rim protector, though he's an undersized center, or they're going to be pairing him alongside Jalen Johnson, who's also another great help defender. So I do think they have a lot of versatility with Porzingis in the front court. I mean, what can you do with a 7'2" person who is either, you know, sort of a little bit away from the rim? He can recover well. So I do think that they're going to have, you know, that sort of great defensive presence, especially also when you think about him being alongside Dyson Daniels. So I do think we'll still see that sort of production out of him, even if it may be, you know, a little bit less than what he's been able to do in the past, but I think he'll still be able to be up there.
All right. Again, it's all about the injury concern. I think that's the only reason why some folks are kind of, Lauren, lukewarm about it, because how many games he's missed. And then the weirdness of that injury in the Knicks series, which limited his minutes.
Yeah. That illness, we still don't fully understand what it was. We just know that it was something viral is what the reports have been saying. But, yeah, I think time will tell. And when we get a chance to be able to talk to him, you know, when that draft becomes official, I guess we'll get to get some answers. But I do like the trade a lot. I do think when you're adding size to the front court, you're adding a guy that can shoot the ball consistently, somebody who can block shots and who has a veteran presence in any locker room, that's huge. And so I think the Hawks definitely got better with this trade. And, yes, I understand that a lot of people have those injury concerns, but I think these are one of those trades that don't necessarily come around often. And so when they do, you do have to do it, if that makes any sense
it does.
At all.
Right. No, it totally does. Lauren, thank you so much, as always. Check her stuff out, AJC, AJC.com, guys. She's all over the draft and covers our Hawks, and she'll be here tonight taking it all in and filling you in on all the things. Lauren, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys. Absolutely.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to take a quick break, come back. And my man, Pastor Troy, is here.
We just heard the sound check.
Yeah, I mean, that was quick. I mean, we were like, how long is this going to take? It was booming in there. But he is performing tonight for the Hawks draft party. So we're going to talk to Pastor Troy here when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a party.
You recognize the voice. Pastor Troy is sitting down with us here at State Farm Arena. He is going to be performing tonight, guys, at the Hawks draft party. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brother, welcome.
And welcome, man. Good, I appreciate good, it, brother. Good, how you good, doing?
Oh, man, we're great, brother. We are here hanging out. Mike and I have been talking all day about this draft.
Yeah.
And, for those who don't know, Pastor Troy, you've seen him at Hawks games. He's a big sports fan here in the ATL.
Love it.
Falcons, everybody. Yep. He supports it all.
Yep.
What do you think about where we're at right now with this team,
man? Man, 13 pick, man. I was really surprised, man. I've been promoting the show and everything, promoting the party, saying 13th and 22nd pick. Then I found out we don't have a 22nd pick no more. You know what I mean? So we're going to see how it falls, man. I like Porzingis, man. You know, man, hopefully he can – fit his way into the circle, man. We need a big man, somebody down.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been begging for one now. The thing is, can he stay healthy? Because as we said, looking up the rebound, I guess we did mischaracterize. He can grab some boards, man.
No, he can rebound. There's no doubt.
Certainly do that, but the outside shot. So now how does he and Trey make it work?
Man, I hope they do, man. I hope they do. You know, Trey, I'm looking forward to seeing the pick and roll, pick and pop, whichever one they roll with, man. You know what I mean? I just think that we were so close last year, man. It was just a couple pieces away, man. So this year we playoff bound, man, which the city needs.
Yeah, I feel that way too. We were just talking a little bit off air. Pastor Troy joining us here on the show, guys. He's got a new album coming out. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But we were talking about the injuries. Like, people always ask me, like, all right, Dukes, if Jalen Dunn get hurt last year, we're like a 5 or 4 seed.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
I saw it, man. We all saw it, man. It was so dope, man. To come to the stadium, man, I looked down at the court, man. It was like three people on the court that looked, they had the same body. You know what I mean? I was like, this is all right, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully Jalen getting strong, man, getting back healthy and everything, man. I was real excited about the rookie last year. He played great, man. You know, had a lot of good games. So getting acclimated, man, I think we'll be all right this year. Year two is always better.
Right. We got Reese Sachet. That's Pastor Troy with us on Dukes of Bell. Now how are we going to spend that loot? Because we got some money to spend. Maybe get some more names in here.
Yep. Man, dog, you know what? We have never just put that big one, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think a lot of people scared to come to the city. You know, they hear the rumors and stuff like that.
By the way, let's just talk about that. Everybody claims NBA players, for those who don't know, have their side piece. So they have their other side. Oh, they just come here for fun. They don't want to live here.
Yeah, man. I hear it all the time, man, with the NFL circle and the NBA circle, man. People like Atlanta. I'll take Houston. as we just witnessed, you know?
That's crazy.
As we just witnessed.
When's the new album dropping, and what is it called?
Man,
What's the deal?
Man, I'm dropping July 3rd, man. It's called Pastor's Appreciation, man. This is the first album that I dropped, man, since my father passed back in 22, man. So I'm getting a lot of things off my chest, man, a lot of things off my mind. I think everybody's going to enjoy it, man, have a real good time with it.
And your dad was instrumental, obviously, in your life, and for those who don't know, the pastor always says, my dad was the real pastor.
My dad was the real pastor, man. It was so dope, man, that I went to him with this dream, man, and he told me, son, go do it. I'm like, son, go do it. Oh, God, now I got to do it for real. You know what I mean? I was really ready for the rebuttal. But he said, now I got to make something happen.
Right.
I'm glad I did.
We talk about all the time as Pastor Troy's live on Dukes of Bell is the connections with dads, moms and sons, grandpa.
Yeah.
But you're having that mentor, that role. Carl's, we lost our dads pretty young.
Yeah.
And to have this, but to him see you have that success.
Man, dog, it was so dope, man, just to believe in, you know, just believe in it. He was like Mike, man, I told you you're going to be a garbage man. Be the best garbage man
That's right.
You're going to be a rapper. Be the best rapper you can be. And here we are performing at the Falcons draft, well, the Hawks draft party for 2024-25. I've been doing this for 25 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Man. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. And you know what? You've worked with everybody.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's... seriously, when you start going through the annals of like, oh, that's Pastor Troy.
Yeah.
It's like a who's who in the entertainment world, man.
And it's so dope, man, but the part that I'm most proud of, man, is the sports connection.
Yeah.
Because I have these songs, man, that they play in all of the stadiums, man. You know what I mean? It's just a beautiful thing, man, to hear marching bands play it. It's people, it's kids that don't know me, but play my song in the marching band.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I know that song. We play that in the band. I'm in seventh grade. I'm like, it's dope, man. It's
that
really
is
dope.
Learn that part on a trombone. Hey, man. You're also a huge Falcons fan. As Carl said, we see you at Falcons games all the time. Mm-hmm. How optimistic are you for this season, man?
Man, dog, I'm very excited, man. You know, last year, oh, my God.
Heartbreak.
Oh, my God. I don't know if it was the heartbreak or just a sudden collapse. You know what I mean? It was a sudden collapse, man. So this year, man, I hope we just tighten it up. Just Falcons, play a full season for me.
Yeah, right.
I just want to see what we could do in 17 games that everybody's playing their best, man, giving their best effort.
And Penix time. I'm really excited.
Penix time, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I like his confidence. Penix, he just looks like a football player, man. He got a football player body.
He's listen, the expectations are high. Everybody talks and rants and raves about how good he is around the other guys.
Yeah.
Pastor Troy, I think we got something, man.
B. John, Drake. Man, my boy Leonard Floyd coming back from the Bulldogs. Yeah. It's going down, man.
It is. And it's going down tonight. He is performing at the Hawks draft party, guys. New album comes out July 3rd. And make sure you check that out. Continue success, brother.
Hey, man, God bless y'all. Y'all check me out on PastorTroy.com. Holler at me, man.
Give it again.
Hey, yo, holler at me at PastorTroy.com. That's where I'm releasing the album, on PastorTroy.com.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your patience.
God bless you,
man. Yeah, man, we had to get in there after the sound check. He had to make sure everything was working tonight, and it will be if you're coming down here to the draft party. All right, we got to get out of the way, guys. We got Atlanta United coming up. Mike and I will be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, to talk about all the things that happened tonight. Whether the Hawks keep pick 13 or they do something else with it, we're going to find out. We got a couple of guests to stop by as well, but we got to get out of here and clear our throat. Thanks to Anse Saleh, who stopped by. That is the Hawks general manager.
And we learned it's Anse Saleh.
Yeah. Well, listen, when they told me, I wanted to make sure he said it. There's nothing like somebody saying their name for you.
Right.
And he said it, and that is what it is. But very interesting stuff from him, and he's got a job to do tonight. We're going to see what this new front office does, and Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie, all these guys that have come in to the Hawks front office. We will be talking about it with you guys tomorrow. Also, thanks to Lauren for stopping by, Lauren Williams from the AJC, and Nick Friedell, Mike, who was very controversial.
Yeah, if you're a big Trae Young fan, do not use the Odyssey app, but if you know, you want to just get aggravated today, hey, go check it out. He's another one of the national guys who just doesn't believe in Trae, which always gets people fired up. And again, with that big, you know, max contract potentially looming in a year, it's an interesting point.
All right, guys, back at the studio. Dominator, great job. Day-Day down here at the event tonight, man. Appreciate you. And our on-site engineer, G, always does a great job. Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we spent all day talking about Porzingis. It certainly is a step in the right direction. There's always an if. Why does Atlanta, everything we do, there's an if? You know what I mean? If Pitts can do this, if that, you know what I mean? With the Braves, if these guys get hit. You'd love to know that this guy was in his prime. Well, he's 30. Guys are playing to be, you know, in their mid-30s now in the NBA or later. Let's hope this guy can stay healthy. But, yes, the concern from our audience is how much load management will you see when guys are dropping like flies with Achilles and everything else. I hope he can give us – give me a number, Carl. 65 games?
At least.
But and be that piece for Trae. But, hey, they're not done shopping, guys. There's more stuff to come.
Hey, sometimes it's a commitment to yourself, not your teammates. I want to get better. Like Arnold Ebiketie and Jalen Walker, who are attending the SAC Summit in Vegas this week. Those are the things that make the difference. We don't see it now, but we'll see it during the season. So I'm happy to say I'm proud of our Falcons going out and trying to make themselves better. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you would book the trip to see Kyle Pitts at the tight end summit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.